Regina. This week, Rehaina's executive committee will be considering whether to have a full user fee for all curbside solid waste programs. Administration is bringing a report to council outlining the solid waste options, in advance of a citywide rollout of green carts in 2023 for a new food and yard waste program. The latter service will be coming in the fall of 2023 and they expect to launch a full communications campaign at that time. The question right now is how will residents pay for the new compost service, as well as for their current garbage and recycling collection. The report going to executive committee outlined four options for funding waste services for the upcoming green carts, as well as for the current brown garbage carts and blue recycling carts. The first option is the current model, where residents pay garbage collection through property tax while the blue carts are paid for through user fees. The option before council would also call for the green carts to be paid through user fees. The second option is a pay-as-you-throw model where the green and blue carts are covered by property tax while garbage and any additional carts are funded by user fee. The third is to have all three funded by property tax, with user fees only for additional carts. But the option being recommended is to have all three funded by a full user fee for all curbside garbage, recycling and compost, effective January 1, 2024. This would remove garbage collection from property tax, and the user fees would appear on city utility bills. If approved, residents can select from two garbage cart sizes, the 360-liter, or the smaller 240-liter at a lower fee. Under this funding model, residents get increased transparency about the cost of waste services and more service options, said Curtis Donnie, Rehaina's Director of Waste, Water and Environment, at a news conference October 13. The idea behind it is to encourage more waste reduction and waste diversion. We are confident that we can increase diversion our rates and extend the life of our landfill, said Donnie, adding, the goal is to encourage residents to reduce, reuse and recycle their waste to extend the life of the landfill and protect the environment for generations to come. The city is hoping to move closer to a 65% waste diversion goal. Donnie did say there will be increased costs to residents, with a likely increase to user fees and a decrease in property tax. The curbside service will be mandatory for all residents. Executive Committee will review the four funding options at its meeting October 19, with a recommendation coming back to Council for a decision likely the following week.